It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Wish it was just a love bug out there, George Strait.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, coronaviruses and whatnot, and it's affecting a lot of folks. Couple of old dudes and a dog in the morning, and we've got Miss Jennifer Teeters.
Hello.
Harvest Texture Canada. And Harvest Texture.
What is that?
Oh, switching up my bang. This
Man, that's that energy drink.
I just touched your drink. You might want to throw it away.
Yeah, right. No, I need it too much.
She's going to risk it. She okay. needs it.
These days, I'm surviving on, like, cortisol, you know, the stress hormone.
Have you tried any of this two old man and a dog coffee?
No, you have your own coffee.
That's right.
It'll coffee blend.
It'll put you in a rowboat like you can take folks water skiing.
Do you have to make coffee out of it? Can you just, like, spoon it straight?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can spoon it straight if you want to.
Like, chew it like tobacco.
Yeah, just get you a cheekful of it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hold on to it. That's right.
But Harvest Texture Canada is important all the time, but especially now with the situation we got going on and we've had more food shortages and things like that from people panic buying and everything.
Yes.
But the people in need are really in need right now. So y'all are serving a great, great cause. And, of course, you always help out the kids.
Right.
And that's what I'm concerned about, these kids that have been told you can't come to school.
Right.
And
a lot of them, that's the only meal they
that's
get.
That's the big meal they get at school, unfortunately. And now they're told go home.
Right.
So y'all, your backpack things. What are you doing currently to help out the kids?
Well, we have our backpack program all year round. It is meals that go home on Friday afternoons. And like you said, you know, a lot of these kids during the week, they only get breakfast and lunch. So we recognized a need that since that continues over the weekend, we pack backpacks for them with shelf stable items, easy to open items, cereals, Rice Krispie treats, shelf stable milk, things that they're able to take in their room and open. So, you know, a big brother or sister doesn't take it. And so we have been kind of going into overdrive, mm-hmm. making sure that there are extra backpacks
right.
that we're able to take to the schools that are distributing meals. I'm sure y'all have heard about
yes.
a lot of the school districts doing these grab-and-go
right.
breakfast and lunches to right. make sure these kids are still being fed, even
Good.
Though they're not going to the schools. Some of the school districts who are not able to be providing those grab-and-go lunches, we're doing even more backpacks to those areas because
mm-hmm.
those are the kids who are really, really needing these meals. We're also packing family food boxes. Some of that we are getting with USDA items. The USDA has been able to provide some extra commodities items. They're actually calling it trade, you know, different verbiage, but pretty much the same items.
Mm-hmm.
For some of our Arkansas schools, we're actually having to use some of our donated items and packing family food items that we're able to supplement to provide food for the whole family for some of our school kids.
Mm-hmm.
When they're at the schools picking up those items. So we're trying to make sure that whole families are getting fed at least through the foreseeable future, which the foreseeable future at this point is
kind of questionable,
a
right?
Very, very gray area.
Hopefully
you know,
it'll
we're taking it day
turn.
By day, sometimes yeah. hour by hour.
That's right.
So the need is greater than even normally.
Exactly.
So what's the best way for somebody out there to help Harvest Texture Canada to help these kids and families?
Well, we've seen a huge increase. It's, you know, it's been inspiring to see how much the community in Texarkana and our surrounding areas has stepped up. We have a 10-county region that we provide to in Southwest Arkansas and Northeast Texas. We've seen volunteers in all of our counties, you know, up as far as Howard, Sevier, Lafayette counties, wanting to volunteer at some of our member agencies' food pantries. We have seen people wanting to come and volunteer at our office and warehouse mm-hmm. here in Texarkana. We've actually had to kind of, we had to create shifts. We have a huge whiteboard in our office where we've made this huge shift grid, and have made shifts for volunteers. We've had people bring in all sorts of,
it's really kind of making it up as we go.
It really is. Shelf stable items. If people want to come and donate food, shelf stable items, you know, canned goods, dry rice, dry beans, cereals, things like that. Obviously things that are going to be able to, you know, make it in a pantry. Basically, if you can put it in your pantry, we can take it.
Miss Jennifer, can you stay around with us a little bit?
Sure.
I know you're busy, but we like to kind of stretch this out because you've got a lot of information.
Of course.
Tracy Lawrence, this is Texas Tornado, and you're home for the best of most country in the mornings. 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. El Paso City, Marty Robbins on 103.9. Isn't it? Do you know, she's so young. You know all these songs we play?
She knows some of them.
You can't nod on the radio. You got to actually say words.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, we got Jennifer Teeters here from Harvest Texture Canada. When we stopped talking a minute ago, you were talking about the non-perishable food items you take. But monetary even works out better because...
Yes. Monetary donations are the...
If JW and I... took a dollar to Walmart.
We'd get very little.
One of us.
We'd get very little.
We could get
less than you used to.
We could get what? A packet of maybe green onions
but
or something.
If we donate a dollar to you, you can.
We're able to take a dollar and turn it into 5.5 meals because of our buying power with our network of food banks and how we're able to buy food in bulk. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to do so much.
So that's
with
a
monetary
good
donations.
Let's talk a little bit with her about
$20. I mean,
look at a lot of meals there. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit with her about how she Harvest Texarkana is helping out with this Friends for a Cause thing we got involved with.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What happened was we got this little Walmart right down the road.
And the
so I've stopped there in the afternoon sometimes, and I stopped there and I can't even remember what I was going in for now, but this lady, 83 years
Sybil.
Old, that was her name, Sybil.
I remember that.
And she was shopping, and she couldn't reach something, so I just reached up there and got down.
Sure.
She just happened to go, thank you, you know, and told me she just, you know, this was the first chance she had to get to a store, and there was nothing. Toilet paper's gone, water's gone.
We were doing that hoarding thing.
I still don't understand the toilet paper.
So I brought her down here to the station. She got some of our toilet paper and water. That stayed with me, and then I think I saw something on Facebook where somebody else had something like that. So we've started doing these emergency care packages, a few bottles of water, a roll of toilet paper, and some peanut butter and crackers and some things like this, and taking it out to elderly that can't get out, taking it to shut-ins, to handicapped folks unable to their rides aren't working as they are because of the shutdowns or the buses are running different routes
and
different times.
We don't really want them getting out anyway since they're
the
age group that's the most vulnerable.
They're at most risk. So we've partnered up with Retreat Health Services and Harvest Texarkana has gotten the canned goods with the thought that, you know, they need those pop-top cans.
Sure. Because very convenient.
Arthritis and things
other
like
issues,
this.
Yeah. Right. It's hard to open up.
Not only do you have your backpack programs going on, the special things that you've put in place because of this pandemic and whatnot, but then you stepped up to another cause and these other nonprofits. I just think that's awesome. And we were talking earlier, do you think this pandemic's going to bring people closer together or further apart?
Physically, it's obviously pushing people apart, but I mean, we've seen it firsthand how it's brought people closer together,
right?
You know, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. It can't not. Well, for lack of a better phrase.
You phrased it differently this time. Earlier, he'd asked us that same question, but he phrased it a little differently. And I said apart, but I meant countries or us depending on ourselves rather than getting stuff from China or whatever.
Right.
To me, that's going to be a little more distancing. Right. But as far as you're saying bringing people together, I think you're right there. So let's clarify that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, so thank you so much. I know that Harvest Texarkana. So by the way, if you do have some water and toilet paper, and then disinfectant stuff, if you got some Lysol or...
that's hard to come by.
And so, yeah, that's like gold.
Golden.
I was going to buy a new truck till I found out how valuable toilet paper was.
That's right.
Aerosol gold.
Yeah, aerosol.
So, but because we're thinking of the ones that can't get out, mm-hmm. we'd like to keep them safe and make sure that they've got something to get through.
Well, they can't get out or it's very difficult for them to get out mm-hmm. and fight the crowds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or out rural areas. Yeah. So Retreat Home Health, their nurses and their cars will be doing the deliveries, and I think it's a really good plan, but Harvest Texarkana just a huge part of it.
They always step up.
Yeah. And so what else can we do to help Harvest Texarkana mm-hmm. right now? Do you need volunteer? You've got volunteers. Because we're trying to keep social distancing and blah, blah, blah.
Right. And again, you know, last week we were able to really, I don't want to say stockpile. We're obviously not stockpiling because we are getting
food out. Yeah, instead of going out.
Last week, we were able to really build up and box
collect.
Up. We were able to bag up so many of our backpacks. Those are all going out this week. We were able to box up so many of our family food boxes. Those are all going out. My desk is actually right by the huge window to the warehouse. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, sometimes I almost kind of get like motion sickness because it's like right
so
by the
busy.
Dock.
Right.
And so, you
it's
know,
in
I'm
and
constantly
out, in
seeing
and
like
things
the forklift going out.
Yeah.
This week is a little quieter again, you know, because we're told, and I actually, I'm a huge NPR nerd, so I listen to NPR every morning.
Oh, well,
every
then that's
I
it. This interview is over now. hold on a second, though. Let me do this, though.
And then we'll come back and what's on your mind?
I loved them, everyone.
TG Shepherd.
on 103.9, 98.5. It's myfigradio.com. And so
you were in the middle of a thought. When
well,
we
she was talking about she was at the window at the warehouse and
from there
the car with the traffic going in and out. Mm-hmm. It's got you dizzy sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how busy it is over there.
But you heard something on the radio or something.
Well, you know, just you hear these warnings more and more just about, you know, staying away and don't touch anybody. Don't look at anybody. So,
who are you looking at, Willis?
We're really. I mean, we still get calls every single day. Hey, do you guys need help up there? You know, hey, I want to come volunteer. This week, we're really trying to, you know, flatten the curve. That's what we just keep hearing. Flatten the curve. Flatten the curve. Flatten the curve. So we're trying to flatten the curve a little this week. Not take too many volunteers. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to focus on pushing out everything we built last week, and then, you know, kind of see next week.
Right.
See where we are.
Because it's always changing.
Yeah.
Every day.
Now, with these, you know, restaurants and everybody being affected, with more and more people, the food insecure, because, I mean, there's a lot of the food insecure in our area. How do they reach out to Harvest?
The people
just
who need
general
food.
People that may need food
gotcha.
That just are struggling food poor right now.
Right. Well, we don't serve individuals mm-hmm. out of our.
Well, that's
main
what I'm asking. So how do they go about?
We have a network of we call them member agencies, mm-hmm. the food pantries. It's mm-hmm. mostly churches, some you know community.
So like Flower
centers.
Acres would be a good one.
Right. Yes. Exactly. They serve the individuals in our 10-county service region.
Okay.
So, but of course, you know, say someone calls Harvest, we will usually direct them to our website. Mm-hmm. If they don't have internet access, we will, of course, help them. We can look up wherever. It's based on where they live. Mm-hmm. It's based on county. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, say if they have internet access, we'll say, you know, we'll take them to the website. And they will go to the food assistance tab at hrfb.org.
Harvest Regional Food Bank.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
hrfb.org.
Right. Mm-hmm.
hrfb.org.
I got it.
Right.
hrfb.org.
Drill it in. And then
I'll forget it 2 minutes from now. Okay.
Right. And then under the food assistance tab, all of our member agencies are listed by county. because it's based on your county of residence. So then you'll see a list of all of our member agencies in that county. And then there are dates, times, locations of when those food pantries are providing service. Most of them have, you know, 2 days a month. Sometimes it's more. We do have some emergency pantries. Mm-hmm. We do have some that are soup kitchens versus a food pantry. Mm-hmm. Most of our soup kitchens are in Texarkana. Mm-hmm. Like St. Edward's has a soup kitchen.
Mission Texarkana.
Mission Texarkana. So, it depends on your county. Now, that is also our third big program is mobile pantry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the mobile pantry, we go out several times a quarter to some of our really, really most rural areas,
right,
that are underserved, mm-hmm, and really don't even have a big food pantry presence. That's why I'm here instead of Camille today, our fearless leader, because she is actually on her way to Stamps, because uh-huh, we're going to have a mobile pantry there today.
And JW looked sickly.
Why she's not here today. Hey, she needs to stick around because you need to find a game.
I don't have any games today.
Find a game.
I'll find one for you. Okay, I'll find
Surely
a game.
Some yeah. sickos created like a coronavirus.
We ain't doing nothing like that. Yeah. But
we got some fun. We'll come up with something.
Okay, stick around. We'll be right back. Ricky Van Shelton from A Jack to a King on MyPigRadio.com, 103.985.
I'll take an ace.
All right, so we're going to play a game. I found one here. We'll play headline. We got Miss Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
We got Miss Jennifer Teeters with us.
We are going to play a game. He found the one that I hate the most.
Harvest Texarkana Food Bank. But we're going to play headline truth or trash. What this is, Miss Jennifer, is it's a headline. I'm going to give you a headline. And it could be a real headline.
A news headline.
It could be real.
Or
could be something that Jeff made up.
Barbara Streisand, as I call it.
Yeah, could be BS. You don't know. But it's headline, truth, or trash.
And we'll see who does best.
Now, and don't look over here, because it's old.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to have big letters so I can read it without my Walmart.
You can't see. I don't know how he's
Can't go to Walmart and get any readers. Congress refuses to approve bailout for flooded basements. Truth or trash? Congress refuses to approve bailout for flooded basements. Truth or trash? Come on, yo.
Trash.
It's trash.
I'm doing great.
I don't know.
It's just one question.
I got J and J, so I don't J know who's J. doing what here. So,
all right, but put W on mine, then you'll know. Okay.
All right. Next headline. This is could be real, could be fake. Meat hoarder gets death threats.
True.
That's got to be true.
That's true. In Canada.
Or toilet paper hoarder.
Yep.
Canada. That's actually what's surprising.
up there in Canada.
Okay.
All right. So both of you get the point on
that one. We're doing well.
Spring break partiers now have the coronavirus.
True.
Yep.
We're doing well.
Drive-in theaters enjoying resurgence.
Truth.
Especially during the day.
Oh, during the... Why'd they have to throw that in?
Because
I'm tricky.
It up as it goes along. That's why I don't like playing this game with him.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
That's what I told him.
Is it truth or trash?
You are trash. No,
because you can't watch. You can't do drive-ins during the day. You can't see it.
How do you know?
I don't. I'm just...
I'm trash.
JW's going trash. Just take all the time you need.
Trash.
She said trash.
All right. You're both right. It's
of course
trash.
We're right.
It is
trash. Yeah, I agree.
Because you can't see it in the day.
I know. I told you.
And you were right.
I hate this particular game.
Couldn't they just watch the movies with dark glasses?
Well, there's lots. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe like zombies. You can't watch it at night because it's zombies.
Woman gives birth in empty Walmart toilet paper aisle.
Ha 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 ha!
Why?
Well, it's just funny. I'm sorry.
It could be real.
It could happen.
That could be real.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be. Woman gives birth in empty Walmart toilet paper aisle. Truth or trash?
True.
Trash.
JW gets the point.
Dang it.
And the victory. It is true. A woman in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, it sounded so unbelievable.
Yep. Store manager Jessica Hinkle said the woman told employees that her water broke. They couldn't get any toilet paper to wipe it up with.
Sure, there was none available.
Hinkle held up a sheet for privacy while the labor nurse, who happened to be in the store, getting toilet paper. Uh-huh. And firefighters helped the woman deliver the baby.
Well, that's so great.
Wonder what they're going to name it.
Charmin?
ought to be a middle name, don't you think? Miss Jennifer, thank you so much for all you do over at Harvest. Everybody over there, Miss Camille, will you tell her we said hey?
I am part of an incredible team.
You really are. And we appreciate all that you do. And hope you'll come back and play another. We'll have a different game next time.
I know I'm not showing it right now, but I am a terrible loser and I'm enraged.
I'm the same way. I mean, it's going to drives me crazy. And he tries to make me lose.
I try to. And that's what I don't get. Here's the funny part. Uh-huh. I'm just going to throw this in. Okay. Behind the scenes, we got a little bit left here.
Okay.
Behind the scenes, a lot of times to our guests, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Winking.
Yeah,
they're looking at me like I got some kind of tick.
Yeah, it's kind of, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that guy's got a problem.
I'm honest, and I couldn't see your wink because you told me not to look at the screen.
Yeah,
behind
there
your
you
head.
Go. If you had
I know
so
next
specific,
time.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Now I know why.
You're going to have to keep a closer eye.
More often, it's because you're over there giving the answers away. I understand.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks.
We appreciate you.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.